How do other people throw it today? The Nira, you're going to come first tomorrow, Shal Sheker of Ru. Like everybody knows, Desna is doing a Sheker here. Since everybody saw that today the moon was out, they know really today should have been Rosh Chodesh. So if Desna first pushes it off till tomorrow, it looks like Desna is lying. Mashenkem, the other way is good. If nobody saw the new moon today on the 30th day, so we tell Tuei that we want you to come and you say. So nobody can say there's a Sheker. They'll say, we didn't see the new moon. It could be two Egan did see it. Like the new moon is a new moon. It just came out for a second. We couldn't see it. They saw it. So that doesn't look like Desna is doing a Sheker. It could be really two Egan. Only two people saw the Levana. Nobody else saw it. So even though nobody else saw it, they won't come to say Desna is doing a Sheker. That's why it's more thorough this way, not the other way. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said like this. Yechil no letekune lekule goyla. I could fix up a calendar to fix up all the people living away from Eretz Yisrael, that they'll all know exactly on every year, which month, which day of the month is going to be Rosh Hashanah, well be the new Rosh Chodesh. He could like come out and make a calendar like we have. Rashi Yechil Mu'at Kunei, for Loi Riyas Eidim, even if without Eidim coming, Ki Bok Yani B'Tol B'Salavonim. So Shmuel said about himself, he knows clearly how the moon is born like. The Luchai V'Sedi Amazolus. Like he knows Kloor was a big astrologer, Shmuel. And the Gemara always says that Shmuel said about himself, Nehirala Shvila de Nadoi, Nehirali Shvila de Rakia, Keshvila de Nadoi. Shmuel used to live in Nadoi and used to say he knows the streets in Shemayim the same way he knows the streets of LA where he's living. Now, he knew the streets, he knew astrology very good. That's what he's saying here also. It was up to him, he knows exactly when the new moon is always going to be there and when should be the new Rosh Chodesh. He could fix this all up. Omer le'Abbas, Abba said back to him, Avu the Rebbe Simloi l'Shmuel. So Abba, the father of Simloi, said back to Shmuel, if you think you're so great, Yodi Mar Hainusa, can you explain me something? Do you know how to explain this thing? The Tanya we learned about the Soyed Ha'ibur, about how they make an extra month to the year. That it says there, a Bryce, it says like this, Noilat Kodem Chatzois, or Noilat Acha Chatzois. It depends when the new moon was born. Was it born before Chatzois Hayem? Was it born after Chatzois Hayem? That's what it says in the Braisa. So he asked Shmuel, can you explain me what does the Braisa mean? What is it talking about? What do you mean the moon is born before Chatzois, after Chatzois? What's the difference? What's Nageyatu? So Amalei, Shmuel answered back and said, Loi, Ataka don't know Pshat, I don't know what the difference is. Is Amalei, Sa'aba told back to him, Aybazai, me the whole Loi Yodamar, since you don't know Pshat, this Braisa, Eichi Miliachonaisot Loi Yodimar, you know, Mestam, the other things also you don't know. It's like, don't talk like that, don't say that you can fix this up. You know everything. You see, you don't know everything. Rashi, Sayyid Ibn means Bryce to Shnibri Mosin. There's a Bryce that just says Beremez, different halachas there. That Melech Kredim Chatzayis and Achach Chatzayis. Kach Shinu Yibor. This is what the Bryce says. Beremez Bialmo is just a hint. It's not saying really, it's just a hint. Loima to tell us that Kredim Chatzayis Cholok Minelech Lachach Chatzayis. There's a difference if the moon was born before Chatzayis Hayim or whether it was born after Chatzayis Hayim. So he asked him, he asked Shmuel, Yodama Machilik Yesh, do you know the difference? So Shmuel said, no. So if not, so vice versa, then you don't know everything, so shouldn't say like that. Mor says, Kisolak Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, Sholach Lu, he sent back a messenger like this, that he told them that the Sholach Lu, Rashi says, is Kisolak Lechaveiru Shemabovul. When Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael to learn Eretz Yisrael, after we learned a few things there, he sent back to his chaverim and bubble two things that he learned in Eretz Yisrael. He told them like this, that Sorech Shehei Laila V'yoyin Min HaChodesh. You should know the night and the day has to be from the same month. So in other words, what I mean to say is, let's say at night time they did not see the new Levona. So since at the beginning of the night, it's not called the new month, it's called from the old month. So even if you see the Levona later on in the night, or later on in the day, that day cannot be called the new Rosh Chodesh. Because the day has to go after the night. As if to say the Rosh Chodesh has to start by night. You have to see the new moon at the beginning of the night. Then you can make that night to the next day Rosh Chodesh. But not half a night. Rashi says, Sarach Shei Laila V'yoyim Min HaChodesh. Hayoyim the daytime, Herlech Achra Laila, goes after the nighttime. Lias Hayoyim Min HaChodesh. That the day has to be part of the same month that the night was. Shoye Boy Leil Shalafonim. The same month that the night before was, the same month has to be the next day. What does that mean to say? Lomadno comes to teach us, Shem Niris Halavona HaYishona Meshach HaShecha. The old month you saw at the beginning of the night. At the beginning of the night, the old month was visible. Yom Esrei Matisha. It was the 29th day. Shuleil Shloshim. It was the night going into the 30th day. So the old moon was seen on the 29th day, and also the beginning of the night, the 30th night, you saw the old moon. In such a case, a Nekadshin Oyser B'Yom Shloshim. During the next day, on Yom Shloshim, if for some reason the new moon is seen, the old moon goes away and now you see the new moon, you should know you can't make this day Rosh Chodesh anymore. The entire effect Rashi Pshita, the Ein Mekadshin, Shere Loi Tirach Adosh B'Yom Shloshim. You can't see the new moon on the 30th day. The Kaimlon Eskim V'Yabor Shor Mechassis Yurot. We'll soon see the next Gemara. The Gemara says that for 24 hours the Levona is not seen. From when the old moon to the new moon, when it changes over, there's a period of 24 hours that you can't see the moon. So, Mendel, if you saw the old moon at the beginning of the night, Pshita the next day can't be Rosh Chodesh, because you can't see the new moon for another 24 hours. Could it come on? So, Rosh Yitzchak Laman Diyom Maimon Aledim. The Chapan Askmin, according to Man Diyom, that says you could force the Edim to say false Edus to say that you saw the moon. In other words, even though the Edim did not see the moon, Bezdin has the right sometimes with Tzerech to force them to say, yes, we saw the new moon. So even though you could do that, but in the case where at the beginning of the night the people saw the old moon, that's the Sphira. Since at the beginning of the night the old moon was there, so the beginning of the night is part of last month, you can't say now this day should be the new Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh has to start from the beginning of the night. And if you saw the old moon, that's the Sphira, that can't be the new moon, the new Rosh Chodesh. So in such a case, that next day can't be Rosh Chodesh. That was the Chodesh. The day has to be part of the same month the night is. V'zu she'omer Abba, avud Reb Simloi, mechashven es toldosai. And that he asked the question before, that the Braisa says, can you make a cheshbon upon the toldos when the new moon is born? That he said, the Braisa said a chilek, where the neulat koydon chatzais, if the moon was born koydon chatzais, v'yedua shenira somach l'shkiyat hachama. That's what he meant to say. Like he's explaining now what that Braisa went before. Before a year Shmuel did not know Pshat. Now he's telling you what the Pshat is. Like this. Neulat Koidim Chatzos. If the new moon was born before Chatzos Hayayim, the Yedua, you should know for sure, Shenira Samach Shkiyat Hachama. It's going to be seen before Shkiyat time. You'll be able to see it today. In other words, the Lachar is like this. When the new moon is created, the first 6 hours after that, nobody could see it. It's so small then, nobody could see the new moon. But 6 hours later, the people near the moon, like we'll soon see in the sugya, you could see it. So that's the Yedis. That if the new moon was created before Chatzos Hayom, before the Chatzos of the day, you should know there are 6 hours left to the day. So it's possible before Shkiyas Hachamah, before sunset, the new moon will be able to be seen. Let's say the new moon was not created before Chatzos of the day. It was first created after Chatzos. If you do, you should know for sure, Shulay Nira, son of the Shkiyah Tachama. Nobody will be able to see the new moon today before Shkiyah. Because the first 6 hours after a new moon is created, nobody could see it. That's an Askimina. When was the new moon created? If it was created before Chatzos Hayom, then it's possible it will be seen today. But if it was first created after Chatzos Hayom, then nobody will be able to see the new moon today. So Gemara says, the Main Askimina, what's the difference if you see it or not? What do I care? Monashech, when we see it, we see it. When we don't see it, we don't see it. Like, what do you got to tell me for? Amravashi, lachushe sadi. It's nogeh to know this fact, to find out if Edom are lying. Like, if two Edom said they saw it, and two Edom saw they didn't see it, we can know they're lying. They're lying, like Rashi says. Neulat koedem chatzois. Hayom, if the new moon was born before chatzois, the yedua, shenira yom, koedem shtiska chamam. It will be seen before shkia time. When the new moon is born, it's always born on the Marav, the west side. And that's where Eretz Yisrael is. So it's only covered up El Shei Shois. Acha Chidusha. When the moon is first created, the first six hours after that, you can't see it. Since it's so small. Shalavonim li'erlon v'shei shois li'acha chidushoi v'kerim ha'robet roimus. V'nirus lehem. But 6 hours later, after it's created, then it becomes visible for the people living in Marav. Of course, the moon is created on the Marav side. So maybe the people living on the Marav side could see it when 6 hours after it's created, it could be seen there. Mashenkein loyner al dachatzeis yoyim. It was first created after the chatzeis. The yadu it's known shelayira hayoyim. Nobody will be able to see it today. She ketana, it's very small. Kol shei shoyis, the first 6 hours. V'nelemes miyena kirl, and it's hidden from everybody. So therefore, nobody will be able to see it today. So Mersa l'maynaf gemina l'mechshev harei apiyedim on the makachim. What's the difference? We're makadash apiyedim. So whenever the Edom come, they'll tell us if they saw the new moon or not. So where it says, Nafkamina is Lachush Yisadi. In Nerla Dacha Chatzoyt. If we know that the new moon was first created after Chatzoyt. The Yomran, if you have Edom coming, and they're going to tell us, Re'inu HaChadosh Lefnei Shkiyas Hachama. They're going to come and tell us, you should know, they'll come to Bezin, we saw the new moon last night. Right now. We saw the new moon today. Kedei Lekach Shayim. In order to make the new Rosh Chodesh today. You should know Edish Shekehim. Like if Bezin HaChachomim, and they know exactly when the Moilad is, when the new moon is created, if you know when the new moon is created, so Bezin knows that the next 6 hours, it's not possible to see the Levona. So Bezin knows, Afi Chochma, that the new moon is first supposed to be created, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, after Chatzai Sayayim, so Bezin knows that this new moon cannot be seen today anymore. The next 6 hours is not visible. So if two Edom come and tell Bezin, no, we saw the moon today, Bezin says, you're a shekel, you're lying, nothing doing, we don't listen to you. So that's enough to mean of this halacha. That's what we said halacha is. That the first 6 hours, the moon is not visible. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer Rabbi Nachman, here's the cloud now. Chof talit shoyi mecha. Here, the cloud was like this. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer Rabbi Nachman. Chov dalet shoy mechasei siyura. For 24 hours, the moon cannot be seen. Now, Ladidan, for people living in Bovel, it's like this. Shish miatika. The last 6 hours of the old moon, when it's still, whatever that means, when the old moon is still here, the last 6 hours, that's when it starts to become like nothing. So the last 6 hours already so small that even though when it's going down, it's on Mizrach side. Mizrach side is where Bnei Bavel is. So when the moon goes down, it goes down to Mizrach. So the people in Bavel, they have the best side of it. But so even though it's coming, getting smaller and smaller and smaller, they could see it until the last 6 hours when it becomes nothing. The last 6 hours of the old moon, even the people in Bavel can't see it. Even though it goes down to Mizrach side. So in Bnei Bavel, the last 6 hours they can't see of the old one. But out of the new moon, for 18 hours it's not visible. That's the way it is for the people living in Bavel. Because in Bavel it goes like this. The new moon, we said, comes up on Marav side. Bavel lives on Mizrach. Now it's like this. When the new moon is created, for the first 6 hours of it, nobody can see it. Even the people living in Eretz Yisrael can't see it. Now after 6 hours, then the people in Eretz Yisrael could see it. Because they live in Marav, even though it's very small. Now how long do you have to wait till the new moon becomes big enough that the people living in Bavel and Mizrach could see it? It takes another 12 hours. So it comes out the new moon, the first 18 hours when it's created, the people in Bavel can't see it. It's only when it's 18 hours old, that's when the people in Bavel can first start seeing the new moon. Again, because when the new moon is born, for the first 6 hours, nobody could see it. Even people living in Eretz Yisrael. It's born on Marav side. So after 6 hours, people on Marav side could see it. But people living in Bavel and Mizrach, they can't see it for another 12 hours. It takes another 12 hours till it becomes big enough that then people can see it all over. So therefore, the people living in Bavel, it's like this. 24 hours, you don't see any moon. The last 6 hours of the old moon, they can't see it. And the next 18 hours for the new moon, they can't see it either. So together, there's a 24-hour period that you don't see any moon. That's about people living in Bavel. What about Lidatu? For people living in Eretz Yisrael, is Shis Mecharata. From the new one, the new moon, the first 6 hours after it's created, even though it's created on Arab side, they can't see it. The first 6 hours, nobody could see it. But after it's 6 hours old, the new moon, then the Bnei Eretz Yisrael could see it because it's nearby them. The Timni Sara Miatika. But from the old moon, the last 18 hours the old moon was in existence, they couldn't see it. Why? Because the last 6 hours of existence, nobody could see it. Even though it's in Mizrach side, even the Bnei Bavel can't see it then, because the last 6 hours is not visible. Now, the last 12 hours before that, for the people living in Bavel, since it was near them, was in Mizrach, they were able to see it.
But for the people living in Eretz Yisrael, on Arab side, they can't see it again for 18 hours. It takes 18 hours, the last 18 hours of the old moon, for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael can't see it. The last 6 hours, because nobody can see it, and there's a 12-hour period until it's big enough that it could be seen all over. The last 12-hour period, not the last, but after the last 6, so like the last 18 hours, at that time, it's getting very small already. So the people right nearby could see it for the next 12 hours. But a bubble could see it for the next 12 hours. Bashenka, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, since they're Amarim, and now it's going down the old one in Mizrach, they can't see it for the last 18 hours. So the kids said, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, the last 18 hours of the old moon, you can't see. The last 6 hours, nobody could see. And the 12 hours before that, even though Bnei Bobo could see it, but Bnei Eretz Yisrael can't see it. Mashenka, the new moon, since the new moon comes up in Maariv, that's where Eretz Yisrael is, so the first 6 hours that's created, nobody could see it. But right after the 6 hours, then the people living in Eretz Yisrael could see it. So the kids said a 24-hour period in Eretz Yisrael that there's no moon, but it's only 6 hours of the new moon and 18 hours of the old moon. That's the effect.
Wouldn't you think that after 12 hours
would... Right, sir. Mercer, now, what's the difference? Well, what's the difference? What you do see, what you don't see. On Ravash, again, the same Teres Lachushe Sadi. Now, to me, to say, if the Edom come and say they saw the new moon, so if Edom come and ask Israel, and they said they saw the new moon less than 6 hours, we don't believe them. Or if people are in Bavel, and they say they saw the new moon less than 18 hours, we don't believe them. So it's not Kamina to trust the Edom or not. If we know this Yisoid, when the Edom could see it, this is the time we believe them. If they say differently from this Yisoid, we say the Edom are lying. That's what we get to know if the Edom are telling the truth or not, to know these Yisoidists.
All right, turnover. But since the books are three, all the fruits are ripe at the same time, it's all picked off the same time. Whenever you make the new Rosh Chodesh, it has to be that the whole day and the whole night before is part of the new Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, like we said, if at the night time you saw the old moon, then you can't make the next day to be the new Rosh Chodesh. Because the night time was part of the old month, you can't make the new month now because it has to have a night with a day. For the Marmi Nolan, how do we know this, that you have to have a complete day and the whole night before? We have Yechon, the number of Yechon says in this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, by Yom Kippur, Nei Erev Ad Erev Tishbaisah. From night to night, the night, which is the ninth day of Tishrei, the night which is Yom Kippur, until the next night, Yom Kippur is from Erev Ad Erev. You see, it has to be Yom Tov, has to be a complete day. From night to night. So what then, Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is also a Yom Tov, so it has to be from night to night. Rosh Chodesh has to start at night, the whole night has to be part of the new month. Rosh Chodesh is from another posse. It says by Chag HaPesach, by eating the matzois, you have to eat the matzois ad yom echad v'yestam HaChodesh, until the 21st day of Nisan. Berev until night time. What does Berev mean? That the whole day until night, that's when it ends. In other words, the day started the night before and it ends the next night. That's called the whole day in the Gay P.M. Taizim. Shmur says, my B'nai, what's the difference? Which post are you learning from? There's no Nafkimina Lalocha. It's only a difference from which post are you learning from. But they don't do the exact same thing. That blossomed on Shvius, yeah. They're only finished. Yeah. That's all. Mashmoy is Darshan from which Pasuk you Darshan from. But both Sukkim are saying the exact same Drosha. Rav says, no, there's Nashmina Lalocha. Chatzos Lailika Benayu. The Nashmina is how much of the night has to be part of the new month. Like, let's say you saw the old Levonim before Chatzos Laila. If you learn out from the Pasuk of Pesach that says Ad Yom Echad V'Yesrim LaChodesh Beriv, the Rashi says like this, that the mitzvah of eating matzah really is the first night Pesach by night up until Chatzos HaLaila is the mitzvah to eat matzah. That's the chayv to eat matzah. After Chatzos HaLaila, the next 7 days of Pesach, then it's only Rishus. Mi'ikar Din is just not allowed to eat chametz. Because if you want to eat bread, it has to be matzah, can't be chametz. But when does that mitzvah of Rishus start? It starts from Chatzos HaLaila. So if you learn now from Pesach, what's called the complete day? It starts from Chatzos HaLaila the next day, that's called one period of time.
So, if they saw the old moon before Chatzos of Laila and after Chatzos Laila, they did not see the old moon, it's possible to make the next day Rosh Chodesh. Because Avi from after Chatzos of Laila and the whole next day has one din, that's okay. But if you learn it out from Yom Kippur, there it says clearly, May Erev Ad Erev, from one evening to the next evening. Mashma, the whole night has to be the same din as the next day. The male, if they saw the old Levona at the beginning of the night time, even though it's before Chatzos, the next day, Benson has no right to make a Chodesh. Because you don't have the night and the day of the same month. That's not Kamina, which Pasuk you learn it out from. You learn it out from Pesach, Atzoli, and Chatzos. So as long as you didn't see the old moon after Chatzos, it's okay. But learn out from Yom Kippur, it has to be the whole night and the whole day. Omer Rab Zeira, Omer Rab Nachman, Kol Sveika Lekaime Shadinen. Like us people living in Bavel and Golis, we have a doubt which day should be Yom Tovim. We always have us, Yom Tov Sheni is always the second day. Like we always keep Tesvav as the first day of Sukkot or Pesach, and our Sveika, the Yom, we make the second day. Because anytime we have a doubt which day there's the Major Shredish, we always do it the day later. Lekaime Shadinen. Lemaima, what are you telling me now? That we keep 2 days Yom Tov, which 2 days do we keep? We keep the 15th day and the 16th day. Those are the 2 days we keep. But we don't have a doubt, maybe Bezdin made the Rosh Chodesh a day earlier, and say that we shall have to keep the 14th day for Sukkot, for Pesach. Maybe that we keep in Golis, the 14th day, maybe really in Yerushalayim, Bezdin was Mekadosh to Rosh Chodesh a day earlier. So when we thought it was a day later, so a week can't consider 14th, really it's the 15th day. That's something we don't have. Why not? We never keep Yom Tov the 14th day. The 14th day of Nisan, we don't keep Yom Tov. So the Gemara, why not? Why don't we suffer if you're living in Golis, living outside the Eretz Yisrael, why don't you have to keep the 14th day also? Let's say it's a Sotet, maybe that's Pesach, maybe it's Sukkot. Dilma chasruli av, the chasruli elu. Maybe really Bezdin made the 2 months a chasr. Av was only 29 days. And elu was also only 29 days, really. And we made a mistake and we thought both months were a molay. So according to our cheshbin, Sukkot is coming out on the 15th day, but really Sukkot comes out on the 14th day. Because the last 2 months, they made a chasr. So why are we afraid of that also? The answer is, if such a thing happened, that Bezdin made 2 months, one after another, that both months were a chasr, was only 29.